you think, in your own way, you can come here. It is a place. It is the place where you come, where you come to, where you find yourself. Not the best place or the largest, and not so much filled with lights as light, and not so dim, but merely bright enough. And you come here for a reason. And it isn't to sleep, even when it is. It is to experience the sense that you have a voice, that you have a body in which a voice is kept, that inside this body there is this sound, this sense of sounds, this sequence of words that lives there inside you, ready to come out all at once, or in small, small bursts, like laughing at those occasional parts of a movie that are funny. And you might come here in this space, which might be a corner of the space, a corner sharp enough, a corner deep enough that there'd be some echo to your voice. And you might say to yourself, and you might say this aloud, you might say this into the air so that you could hear it, even if there was nobody else to hear it but you. And you would say, I might be here, but I take up no space, because that is where you are. And you do not perceive yourself as a body or a thing, and you do not perceive yourself as a poem or poetry, because all you perceive yourself as is a thought or a thinking through of thoughts, one after the other, starting before you awake, starting with your dreams, which are the working out of thoughts, and then waking through the dream to something like light, the light that comes through this window, the light that comes through this window in the morning, just before you wake, or as you wake, or after you wake, a window that you might stand before, and you would count the lights of it, and you would count in the first half of the window, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and you would count in the bottom half of the window, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and you would know that it was 12, that it was a dozen, and that the lower half of the window could become the top half, and that the top half could become the bottom half if you wanted them to. And while you did this, you might watch the sun as it set, late, late, and dim, not vibrant, late, on a summer's night. And you could stand in front of this window, naked, and you could look across the street at a great mansion where a governor might live, and see just a few lights on around, for instance, the porch that curves around the building, and under the little arch where the doorway sits, and no one would see you. And they wouldn't see you because, after all, you weren't there. Only the thought of you was.